Sechtes Menachos, Daf Mem He, six lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Dalam Beis, at the new Mishnah. And let us begin with the Akdama that is relevant to this Mishnah as well as the next Mishnah. As in Sefer Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas, the Torah speaks about all the various Kabbonis Musafim for Shabbos, Reish Chodesh, and all Yudhavim, the Kabbonis Musaf for Shavuos, as well as for Reish Chodesh, as well as for Pesach, includes two Parim, one Ayil, and seven Kvasim, which are brought as Kabbonis Eilois. They are all brought together with the standard Minchas Nesachim, and one would also be required to bring one Sir Izim Lechatos. And in Pashas Emma, the Psukim also discuss Kabbalahs that are brought on Shavuos. We know that on Shavuos there was a special carbon that was matter to a Chadash of Kabbalahs called the Shtei Lechem, which we all know came together with Shnei Kvasim, which are Kabbalah Shlamim. However, the Psukim also tell us that in addition, one will bring seven Kvasim, one Par, and two Elim as Kabbalahs Eilois, together with a standard Minchas Nesachim, as well as a Sir Izim Lechatos. And as we will see in our Gemara, that these Kabbalahs are not the same Kabbalahs Musafim, which were discussed in Chumash HaPekudim, were safe about Midbar and Pashas Pinchas, and there's a slight differential between these two Kabbonis, as the Musafim were two Parim and one Ayil, and the Kabbonis brought together with the Shtei Lechem were two Elim and only one Par. Finally, it's important to note that potentially the reason why we always think about the Shnei Kvasim that come together with the Shtei Lechem because there's a requirement of Tnufa to be done with the Shtei Lechem together with the Shnei Kvasim, which was Shlamim, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Emor, V'hein v'akoyin oysam alechem abikur as we will see, that formed a special connection between the two Kivsei Atzeres, which were Kabbonis Shlamim and the Shtei Lechem. Based on this Hakdama, let us begin our Mishnah. As our Mishnah states, HaParim V'Elim V'Kvasim Einu Ma'akvim Zeh, each of the Purim, each of the Elim, and each of the Kvasim would not be Ma'akv each other. And for example, if instead of one having two Purim, they only have one Par, then they should still bring that one Par as a carbon. We specifically would not gurus the word Vasirim, we never find a carbon where there's more than one Sayer, as we always find by the Kabbonis Musafim, Sir Echad Lechatos. The Gemara will discuss exactly which Kabbonah is the Mishnah is referring to. And keep in mind that certainly if one Par is not going to be Ma'akev another Par, then certainly if one doesn't have Parim at all, it will not be Ma'akev, and one could still bring the Elim or Kvasim. And the Mishnah continues, Reb Shimon Imer, Im Hoyolahem Parim Rubim, Vloy Hoyolahem Nesachim, Yavi Par Echav Nesachav, Vloy Akriva Kulam, Vloy Nesachim. And Reb Shimon teaches us that in all cases where the Torah required one to bring more than one par, for example, by the Kabbonis that we already mentioned, where one brings two parim, certainly on Sukkot, where on the first day of Sukkot, one brings 13 parim, and on the seventh day of Sukkot, one brings seven parim. As we know, the Psukim teach us in Parshas Pinchas that one has to bring a Minchas Nesachim together with each par, as the Pasuk teaches us, mincha para echad, and for it's in Skayayin, there's a requirement of Chetzi Ahin Yiel par. If at the time of Yontiv they didn't have enough money to buy all the Parim as well as all the ingredients needed for the Minchas Nesachim, then Rav Shimon teaches us that you should always make sure to buy the set and make sure that you bring a Par together with its proper Minchas Nesachim and to bring multiple Parim without the proper corresponding Minchas Nesachim. As the Mefarshim explained, that certainly the Chacham Chilek on Rav Shimon, as the Chacham hold, that certainly it would make sense to bring the proper amount of Parim prior to bringing any Minchas Nesachim, who as we learned, although one can't bring the Purim after Yontiv, however, one could even bring the Minchas Nesachim for the Purim even 10 days after Yontiv, and if so, on the first day of Sukkot, it would be preferable to bring all 13 Purim. Then when the Tzibur has enough money after Yontiv, they will then be able to bring the Minchas Nesachim Ayin Shom. And our Gemara now begins that the Mishnah spoke about three different cases of Purim, Elim, and Kvasim, and the Mishnah taught us that in the scenario where one has to bring multiple Purim, then they would not be Ma'akib on each other, and similarly where someone has to bring multiple Elim, they would not be ma'akev each other. And similarly, when there's a chiyah to bring multiple kvasim, they would not be ma'akev each other. And the Gemara now focuses on the parim and kvasim, and the Gemara asks, hani parim and kvasim deicha, that which parim and kvasim are we discussing? And the Gemara will discuss the ilim a bit later. And the Gemara states, ilim adachag, that if you will say it, our Mishnah is discussing the parim and the kvasim that are brought for the Kabbonis Musafim on Sukkot. However, that can't be, as if you will say it is referring to the Kabbonis Musafim of Sukkot. And as we know, on the first day of Sukkot, the Pasuk and Pashas Pinchas tells us that one brings Parim B'nei Bokeh Shleisha Asa Elim Shnayim Kvasim B'nei Shana Abba Asa Tumim Miyu. This would make the most sense, as by the Kabbonis Musafim for Sukkot, there are multiple Kabbonis for Parim, Elim, and Kvasim, as there were 13 Parim, 2 Elim, and 14 Kvasim, and the Mishnah would be teaching us that none of these would be Ma'akev. However, the Gemara states as Pashat that those would be Ma'akev, as Kamishpat Kamishpatim Ksibhu, as in Pashas Pinchas, from the second till the sixth day of Sukkot, the Pasuk states Lashon Kamishpat, and regarding the Kabbonis Shabbos of the seventh day of Sukkot, the Pasuk states, Kamishbatam, and as Tais says in, Ubiyayim Rishon, like Siv Kamishbat, Siv Beyu, and we know the Lashon Yu is a Lashon Yikuva, the Lashon Yu is a Lashon Havaya, and Ayin Rabbeinu Geshen that points out that this would be the same reason why the Gemara doesn't discuss the Kabbalah of Pesach, as the Pasuk states, Vikraftim Isha Ulu Lashem, Param B'nei Bakashtayim, Va'ailecha, B'shivach Vasim B'nei Shana, Tamimim Yulachem, the Torah uses Lashon Havaya, and the Torah states, Yulachem, however, Ayin and Taisis, B'yasa B'yer, and because of this question, so the Gemara explains, El Dresh Chayish Vatzer, to Chumash HaPikudim, that certainly the first and third case of our Mishnah, when the Mishnah discusses HaParam V'Kvasim, Einim Akmin Zezeh, the Mishnah is teaching us that the Param and Kvasim that are discussed in Pashas Pinchas, but in the Gei of the Kabbalas Musafim, they would not be Ma'ak of each other. Number one, even though it is a Chiev to bring two Param on Rish Chedish and two Param on Shavuos, however, if one only has one Par, then he could bring one Par. And similarly, although the Torah teaches us that one should bring seven Kvasim as a Karam Musaf, both on Rish Chedish and on Shavuos, however, the Mishnah teaches us that if one only has six or less Kvasim, then it's not Ma'akev, and he could still bring those Kabbanes with his Kabbanes Musafim on Rosh Chodesh and on Shavuos. And the Gemara continues in Daf Mem Hayam and Aleph, that although you were able to explain what our Mishnah means when it discusses Parim and Kvasim, however, Elim Dehicha, what is the Mishnah referring to when it discusses Elim? Certainly, it can't be teaching us that the Elim of the Karban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh and on Shavuos would be Ma'akev, as there is only one Ayel, and as the Gemara is, Idahani Chad Ayel Hu, that certainly we can't be talking about the Ayel that is brought as a Karban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh and on Shavuos, as there is only one Ayel. And the Gemara continues, Idat Seres Atayis Kainim Havayik Sebu, and you also can explain that when our Mishnah stated, Ha'ilim Ein Ma'akvin Zezeh, that's referring to the two Ilim that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem that is discussed in Pashas Emor, certainly those are actually Ma'akev, since the Pasuk in Pashas Emor states, Ve'ilim Shnoyim Yu O'ilu Lashem, right after the Pasuk speaks about the Ilim, it actually uses the term Yu, and we know that the Lashon Yu is Lashon Havaya, and therefore the Ilim would be Ma'akev on each other, and if so, what is our Mishnah referring to when it states, Ha'ilim Ein Ma'akvin Zezeh? And let us keep in mind that certainly at this point, the Gemara understands that when the Mishnah mentions Parim, that it can't be speaking about the Kabbanas that come with the Shtei Alechem, as there was only one Par, as the Gemara originally asked Benegeda Elim of Pashas Pinchas, and Ayelhu, that it's only one Ayel, and certainly even at this point in the Gemara understands that when the Mishnah teaches us that the Parim and Kfasim are not Ma'ak of each other, we are discussing all the Parim and Kfasim that are brought on Shavuos, both for the Kabbanas Musafim, as well as together with the Shtei Alechem, Benegeda the Parim, we're discussing the Parim that are brought as Kabbanas Musafim, and each one of the Parim are not Ma'ak of each other. When the Mishnah discusses Kvasim, it's discussing the Kvasim of the Kabbanas Musafim, as well as those Kvasim that come together with the Shtei Alechem. And in both cases, if one doesn't have seven Kvasim, then you could bring less than seven Kvasim, as they are not Ma'ak of each other. And the Gemara's only question is as to how we will understand when the Mishnah teaches us that the Elim are not Ma'ak of each other, as certainly we can't be talking about the Elim of the Musafim, as it's only one Ayel. And we also can't be discussing the two Elim that come together with the Shtei Alechem, as since the Pasuk states, Ve'ilim Shtoyim Yu O'ilu Lashem, and the Torah uses the term Yu, so therefore they are Ma'ak of each other. And at this point, the Gemara is only focused on how to understand the Mishnah, that the Elim are not Ma'ak v'na Adadi. And the Gemara answers, Lo Elim Dat Tzeres Atayis Kainim, V'hochi Ka'amar, Lo Elim Atayis Kainim Ma'ak v'le L'ayil D'chumash HaPekudim, V'lo Ayil D'chumash HaPekudim Ma'ak v'lu L'ayilim D'Atayis Kainim. And just like we explained, B'negei the Parim and Kvasim, that we're discussing the Parim and Kvasim, both of Chumash HaPekudim, as well as Teres Kainim, so the same is true, B'negei the Elim. However, the Mishnah is not discussing that the Elim are not Ma'akav on each other, and as we already explained, that can't be Pshat in our Mishnah, as there is only one Ayil by the Karban Musaf, and the two Elim that are brought together with the Shnei Lechem are actually Ma'akvi Adadi. However, the Mishnah is teaching us a separate din, B'negei Elim, that although in total on Shavuos we require three Elim, one with the Karban Musaf, and two that come together with the Shnei Lechem. However, if one only has one Ayil for the Karban Musaf, then you can still bring the Karban Musaf, even though you will not bring the two Elim with the Shtei Alechem. And similarly, if one only has the two Elim for the Shtei Alechem, and he doesn't have an extra Ayil for the Karban Musaf, then he can still bring the two Elim together with the Shtei Alechem, even though he will not bring the Ayil with the Karban Musaf. And as the Gemara will explain in a moment, that when the Mishnah mentions HaParim and HaKvasim Einim Ma'akvin Zezeh, that has one explanation, as number one, the Parim themselves are not Ma'ak of each other, and the Kvasim themselves are not Ma'ak of each other, and number two, the Parim would not be Ma'ak of the Kvasim, and the Kvasim would not be Ma'ak of the Parim. Certainly the Parim and Kvasim that are brought together with the Musafim would not be Ma'akev, the Parim and Kvasim that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem, and similarly vice versa. However, when the Mishnah mentions Ha'ilim Einim Ma'akim Zezeh, that is only teaching us the last in, as although the two Elim that that are brought together with the Sheil Lechem are ma'akib each other. However, the Elim and Teres Kainim are not ma'akib the island Chumash HaPekudim, and the island Chumash HaPekudim is not ma'akib the two Elim of Teres Kainim, which come together with the Sheil Lechem. The Gemara continues and is bothered. Alaparim dafilu hadodi loy ma'akvi, the Elim dahachu dahacha hud loy ma'akvi, however, inu ma'akvi. And at this point, the Gemara is really bothered by the point that we previously made, that based on this explanation, the first and third cases of our Mishnah that teaches us Parim v'kvasim inu ma'akvin adodi, that is teaching us all the Parim and kvasim that the Torah discusses in Pashas Emor, as well as in Pashas Pinchas, are not ma'akiv on each other. The two Parim of the Kabbonis Musafim are not ma'akiv each other. The seven kvasim of the Kabbonis Musafim, as well as the seven kvasim that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem, are not ma'akiv on each other. And certainly the Parim are not ma'akiv on the kvasim, and the kvasim are not ma'akiv on the Parim. And in addition, the Parim that are brought for the Karim Musaf are not ma'akiv on the Par that's brought with the Shtei Alechem. And similarly, the Par that's brought with the Shtei Alechem would not be ma'akiv on the Parim that brought with the Karim Musaf. And similarly, b'negei kvasim, the kvasim of Musafim are not ma'akiv on the kvasim of Shtei Alechem. And similarly, vice versa. And meanwhile, when our Mishnah states in the middle case, ha'ilim in ma'akvin zezeh, that is only teaching us one of these halachos, and it's only teaching us that the two ilim that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem are not ma'akiv the ail that's brought with the Karim Musaf, and vice versa as well, that the ail that's brought with the Karim Musaf would not be ma'akiv the ilim that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem. And the Gemara responds, Tana mili mili tani, ha'ina chinami, our Mishnah discusses different dinim, and b'negei the parim and kvasim, we're discussing one din, and b'negei ilim, we're discussing the second din. Before we continue, ayin in top tesis adaf mem hayom and aleph, where Tesis points out, v'hodloi mukalei b'rosh shana v'yom kippur and v'shmini atzeres, and the reason why Gemara did not discuss Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres, and Mishum Dukhul Chad, Lekha, Lechad Par, Vechad Eil, the Kabbonis Musafim for all three are the same. For example, B'negei Rosh Hashanah, the Pasuk states in Pashas Pinchas, V'asisam Eil L'reich Nechoich L'Hashem, Par Ben Boka Echad, Eil Echad, Kvasim Dei Shana, Shevet Tvimim. And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk in Pashas Pinchas, B'negei the Kabbonis Musafim of Rosh Chodesh states, Uv Rosh Chachechem, Takriva Eil L'Hashem, Parim Dei Boka Shnaim, V'Eil Echad, Kvasim Dei Shana, Shevet Tvimim. There are two Parim, one Eil and seven Kvasim. Our Gemara continues and is bothered, and some agree Tanya that the Pasuk in Yecheskel states, "Ubiyim Achodesh Par Ben Boka Tumimim V'Sheishes Kvasim V'Ail Tumim Mimiyu." And this Pasuk tells us that there is one Par, not two Parim, and there are six Kvasim and not seven Kvasim. And our Gemara now initially is Par Lo Menemar. So why would the Pasuk in Yecheskel state that the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh only had one Par if the Torah requires two Parim? And the Gemara explains L'fish Nem B'Tir Parim, that since the Torah teaches us that there are two Parim, one would have thought that it's actually Ma'akev. And how do we know that if one doesn't have two parim, they could still bring one par, tamalema par? Therefore, the Pasuk in Yecheskel tells us that even if one only has one par, that that could be brought for the Karim Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The Brisa continues, Sheishes Kvasim Ma Tamalema, that why is the Pasuk in Yecheskel state that there were six Kvasim if the Torah states that there were seven Kvasim? Once again, the Gemara explains, Lofisha Kasuba Torah Shiva, Uminayim Loy Matsa Shiva, Yavi Shisha, Tamalema Shisha, that since the Torah states that one has to bring seven parim, so one may have thought that they're ma'akiv each other, and if one doesn't have seven kvasim, then one could not bring kvasim. And kamash malon, and the pasuk in Cheskel teaches us that even if one only has six kvasim, then he would bring six kvasim. And the brayso continues, u'minayim shemloi matza shisha yavi chamisha, chamisha yavi abo yavi shleisha, shleisha yavi shnayim v'afilu echad. How do we know that even if one has only one par, that he would bring that one par as his karm musaf on Rosh Chodesh? Hamud loimus, and the next pasuk in Cheskel states, ve'eful apar ve'eful ayil yasim. The Pasuk teaches us that as many kvasim as one could afford, then that is the amount of kvasim that they should bring. And if one could only afford one keves, then that would suffice. And the Gemara now asks on the Braisa, and since the Pasuk states, so why did the previous Pasuk have to say that one only has to bring six kvasim on Reish Chodesh? The Gemara responds, the Pasuk is teaching us that one should bring as many kvasim that they could afford, and if they can't afford seven, you shouldn't say that now we only have to bring one. And certainly, the more that they could afford, the better. And the Braisa now continues, U'minayin shema'akmin zeh tamud loy miyu. And as Rashi explains, that even though we just learned each of the parim and the seven kvasim on Reish Chodesh should not ma'akiv each other, however, how do we know that the kohenim actually have seven kvasim, or the kohenim actually have two parim, that they would be ma'akiv each other? And the Gemara explains that the pasuk in Yecheskel states, U'biyoy ma'chodesh par ben boka tumimim v'shei. And as we previously stated, Chol Havaya is Ikuva, and Ayin Rashi, Umanayim Shema Akman Zeh Zeh, Im Yesh Lahem Parim Shnayim, Oy Kvasim Shiva, In Yech. yichoyin lahakuv zeh b'leizeh, as we just explained. However, ayin and teis is due to maschum and ayin shem akven zeh, where he brings the inami kamash blon karabana de pligilad rab shem masisin yakriv purim v'loikin and nesachim echemhen. This brice is actually going according to the chachamim that argue on rab shem and our mishnah. And as we mentioned when we learned our mishnah, the brice is teaching us that if the koyanim only had enough money to either buy the two purim together with the seven kvasim, would not have enough money to buy the proper minchas nesachim, or they could buy less parim and less kvasim and bring their proper minchas nesachim at the same time. So the rabbanon hold that they would bring the parim as well as the kvasim, and they would not bring the proper minchas nesachim. And if at a later point they could afford the minchas nesachim, then they would bring the minchas nesachim at a later point. And that chaylik and Rab Shimon and our mishnah and our gemara now continues that we know in Cheskel there are multiple psukim which seem to be seisa different things that are mentioned in the Torah. And the gemara continues with another one of these psukim, as the pasuk states in Cheskel, Hoyama Hashem Elokim Barishayim Be'echla Chodesh Tikach Par Ben Baka Tomim V'chitisa Samigdash. And Bepashas, the pasuk means that on the first day of Chodesh Nisan, which refers to Reish Chodesh Nisan, then one should bring as a korban one par, and you should cleanse the Beis Hamikdash, or that this par should be a korban chatos. And certainly we know that in Reish Chodesh we don't bring a par as a chatos. Number one, we bring a sir izim echad l'chatos. And number two, we know that in Reish Chodesh we bring two parim, and even in Yecheskel we only stated that one brings one par. And certainly this is brought as a oila and not as a korban chatos. And as the Gemara is chatos oilahi, that l'chayr it is a korban oila and not a korban chatos. Amar Rabbi Yechon Pashazu El Yo Wasal L'Dersha, that in Chanami we're unsure as to what Yecheskel meant. And when Leo comes, then he'll explain this pasha for us. And this is similar to what we say about Teku, that Tishbi Yitaretz Kushiv Zuri Boyes. And Rabbi Ashi Omar Miluim Mekriv Bime Ezra Kader Shakriv Bime Moshe. And Rabbi Ashi says that we can't explain this pasuk, as Yecheskel was saying in Nevuah about Bayesheni, and when the Yidden come back to Eretz Yisrael by Bayesheni together with Ezra, then they will make a Chanukas Abayis, just like in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of Hakamas Mishkan, where we know the pasuk states Vahiba Yom Hashmini, which was on Reish Chodesh Nisan, as the pasuk states in Pasha Shmini, Vayom Al Aaron Kachlecha Egel Ben Bokel Chatos Va'ayla Ulo Tumim V'Hakri Lufnei Hashem. And therefore Yecheskel tells us that in the times of Ezra at the Chanukas Abayis for the second Beis Hamikdash, they would also bring a par l'chatos. And even though in the time of Moshe it was a 2-year-old par, and in the time of Ezra it was a 3-year-old par, however there is a similarity, and that's what the pasuk in Yecheskel means when it states Barishim Be'echal Chodesh Tikach Par Ben Baka Tomim. In the time of Ezra they will take a par ben baka, just like they did on Rish Chodesh Nisan during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And is not referring to the Musaf of Rish Chodesh, and it's referring to the Karbonos of the Miluyim. And the Gemara continues Tanami Hachi, that similarly we have a brisa where Rabbi Yehuda Imeh Pashazu El Yo Asa L'Darsha Amalei Rabbi Yisi Miluyim Mekriu B'Yimei Ezra Kedech Shekriu B'Yimei Moshe. And Rabbi Yechon is like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Ashi is like Rabbi Yisi. However, Amalei, the brisa tells us that Rabbi Yehuda responds to Rabbi Yisi Tanuach Daitcha Shenach Daiti, I give you a bracha that you should have menucha just like you gave me menucha, and I agree to your pshat. It would seem that Rabbi Yechon did not know about this brisa, as certainly Rabbi Yechon would not be chaylik Rabbi Yisi, since Rabbi Yehuda was ultimately masking to Rabbi Yisi. Before we continue, let us point out Taisin Dibel Maschal Melu Mekriu B'Mei Ezra Kederach Shekriu B'Mei Moshe discusses the chilukim between the kabbonis by the Meluyim of Mei Moshe and the Meluyim by Ezra, and as we previously discussed, that there was a chil between the parim Ayin Shom. Before we continue, let us point out that we know that in Pashas Re'ei the pasuk tells us Leisechlu Kol Nevelu Lagerach Shabashirach Tefnen Va'Achila Oy Machal Enochri Kam Kodesh Atul Hashem Alkecha Leisavash Gadir B'Chalev Imai. Pashas Bishpatim the Torah teaches us that Anshi Kodesh Tiyanli Ubasav Asad the Treifa Leisechlu Lakel Teshlich Naisai. Finally, the pasuk in Pashas Emor teaches us Nevelu Treifa Leichel Tamava Ani Hashem. And our Gemara now continues to discuss another pasuk in Yecheskel, as the pasuk states Kol Nevelu Treifa Min Oy From An Abehim Leichel Akoyinim. The Gemara is bothered Koyhanim Leichlu Hayisol Achli. That's mashma that only Koyinim cannot eat in the Veilu Treifa, but Yisrael would be able to eat in the Veilu Treifa. Certainly that is not true. Once again, Amar Beichram Pashazu El Yo Asa L'Darsha. However, Ravina Amar, Ravina states that I could explain this pasuk in Yecheskel as Koyhanim Istuchle as Sakach Mina Hoyl Veistrei Malika Legabayu Tishrei Nam in the Veilu Treifa Kamash Blon. As Yecheskel wants to teach us that one would have thought that although certainly there's an Issa for Yisrael to eat in the Veilu Treifa, but maybe that Issa would not apply to Koyhanim, since in the Beis Hamikdash they did not do Shechita to birds, and instead they did Malika. And we know that if one would do Malika to a bird that's Kulin, then the bird would be a Treifa as well as an Avela. And even so, we know that by a Chatas Oif, the Kohanim are able to eat a bird, and therefore one may think that the Issa of Treifa and the Issa of Avela would not apply to Koyhanim, and therefore Zakti Yecheskel, that although in the Beis Hamikdash they were able to eat the Chatas Oif, however, certainly Kohanim still have the Issa of Avela and Treifa by regular Kulin, or in a case of kachim that became a trefa or became an avela. The Gemara continues and discusses another pasuk in Yecheskel. In Perek Mem Hei in Yecheskel, after the pasuk states in pasuk Yudches, Koyam Hashem Alekim Barishim Be'echal Achidesh Tikach Parben Bokatamim V'chitisa Es Amidosh. And two pasukim later in pasuk Chav, the pasuk states V'chein Tasa B'shiv B'Achidesh Me'ishay Goyim Pesi V'chipata Mesabayis. The mashmaya of the pasuk is that we bring this carbon on the seventh day of Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara is bothered, what carbon are we referring to? And as the Gemara continues, B'shiva, that was the pasuk mean that you brought this carbon on the seventh day of the Chodesh? And on Rabbi Echron says, not referring to the seventh day of the Chodesh, but Eilu Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, that this actually refers to the seven Shvatim that did Avera based on the Psak of Bezdin, and therefore there was a requirement to bring a Parim Davish Shel Tzibar. The Afal Pi She'in Rubi Shel Kol, the pasuk is teaching us that even though it wasn't Rav of Klai Yisrael that did this Avera, but since it was Rubi Shel Shvatim, and it was seven Shvatim that did this Avera, therefore the dinum of Parim Davish Shel Tzibar would still apply. The Gemara continues that the pasuk states Bachodesh. Once again, the Gemara explained that this doesn't refer to the actual Chodesh, and the pasuk is teaching us Im Chitshuv Amru Chayil of Muta, and this refers to a case where Bezdin made a mistake and they passed incorrectly that Chayil of is Muta. Finally, when the pasuk states Meishoy Gumi Pasi Milamin Shein Chayavin Ala Hal Davim Shigus Maisa, that the only time that they would be chayav to bring a Parim Davish Shel Tzibar is only if Klai Yisrael acted b'shegeg based on a mistaken psak of Bezdin. But if the Tzibar actually acted b'shegeg, but it wasn't based on a psak of Bezdin, then each of the Tzibar would bring a regular chatas, and they would not bring a Parim Davish Shel Tzibar. Based on this explanation, so when the Torah stated v'chein tasa b'shiva b'chodesh me'ishegu mi'pesi v'chipata m'sabayis, so the Torah is telling us that just like we will bring a par at the time of the miluyim, then we also bring a Parim Davish Shel Tzibar when there are seven shvatim that do an issa b'shegeg based on a mistaken psak of Bezdin. Ayin Rashi Yecheskel, who first states yesh loyma v'chein tasa kol shiva v'chein u'oyim l'mayla, and as the pasuk states in Yecheskel in Perek Mem Gimel, shivas yom v'chapu esom esbeach, this pasuk has nothing to do with the Parim Davish Shel Tzibar, and is teaching us that they brought karbonos on all 7 days at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. However, Rashi then states, Rabbi Seinu kach peshu b'menachos, he brings down our Gemara, and Ayin Tezis do maskel b'shiva shvatim shechatu. Tezis points out that we had multiple shitos in Mesechtes Hayyos as to how much of Klai Yisrael had to do an avera b'shegeg apiyah ras bezdin in order to be chayav to bring a parim davish shel tzibar, and we also have machlekes as to how many parim were brought. And Zok Tezis v'hod like Rabbi Yehuda, and our Gemara is not going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda, the boy pile chol shevet, as Rabbi Yehuda requires one par for every single shevet, and the pesukim Yecheskel are clear that they only had to bring one par. And Zok Tezis v'nira that filu Rabbi Yehuda nicha the mayor b'miyat shevet, as our Gemara is discussing a case only a miyat of seven shvatim did an avera apiyah ras bezdin, even though it was a minority of seven shvatim. The ma'aseh they were roiv of Klai Yisrael, and therefore they would have to bring only one par, not seven parim. And also Ayin Tezis do a maskel hoil of ishtri melika, where Tezis points out l'man de ka'ama de ein shchita lo'if min ha'terah, that there is no requirement of shchita for a bird midiraisa who rashti bechulin. And Ayin meseftes chulin daf chafa min aleph at the end of the maskel lo'yamaron. The Gemara now continues Amr Abiyudam Rav zechor isa ish l'toy v'chanina ben chiske shmoy shil mali hu nignat sefer cheskel shay dvar seisin diriterah ma'asa hel shal shmei is gavi shemen v'yosh bali v'darshoy. Now that we discuss various psukim in Yecheskel, so the Gemara teaches us that Rabbi Yehuda tells us the name of Rav, that we should remember Chanina ben Chizkiah L'Toiv. If not for Chanina ben Chizkiah, who's also the same person that wrote Megillas Tainis, the Chacham would have hidden away Sefer Yecheskel, as there are many psukim in Yecheskel that associate the words of the Torah and Chanina ben Chizkiah into an attic, and in order to make sure they could learn throughout the night, be able to explain the psukim in Yecheskel. So he took 300 barrels of oil in order to have fuel. He sat there, and other people came to speak to him about Yecheskel, and he dashed into psukim in Yecheskel. Based on his explanations, they decided not to hide away save Yecheskel. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Rab Shimon Omer, as our Gemara states, Am Rab Shimon, Am Hoylem Parm Rubim, Vlei Hoylem Nesachim, Yavi Par Echo Nesacha, Vlei Akrivu Kulam Blei Nesachim. The Gemara continues, Tan Rabbanan, we learned to the Brisa quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel that we already saw, as the pasuk states, Ve'efela Par, Ve'efela Ayel, Yasa Mincha, V'lakfasim Kashatesik Yodai, V'shemen Hin La'iva. And as we know, the size of the Minchas Nesachim, or a par, or an ayel, or a keves, are different, and it's based on their sizes, and therefore Amr Shimon v'chimid is par ve'ilam achasi, is the share of the mincha for the par and ayel the same, and why would the pasuk state ve'efela par ve'efela ayel? And Rab Shimon uses this as a makar for his din, as he states al shem hoylem par Reuben lehoylem nesachim yaviu par echav nesachav v'ayuku v'gulam blei nesachim. If they were able to afford multiple parim but not able to afford their corresponding nesachim, then one should rather bring as many parim that they can bring together with their nesachim, rather than bringing multiple parim without nisachim. And similarly, Rav Shimon continues, "Vim hoyu lehem eilim rubim," and we continue on that memheim and beis lehoyu lane fason yavil ayil echad beifasai b'leikuvu kulam b'leifais. The same halacha would apply where one has to bring multiple eilim, as Rashi states at the bottom of that memheim and aleph, the chimidas parim veilim achas b'aloi minchas parim shleisha esreinim or minchas eilim shnei esreinim b'leibar kasav alo diacha shemuta lavi ayil echad emein fasai midaru loy melahavi eilim rubim b'loi minchasam ayin sham. Before we begin with the next Mishnah, let us read the Pesukim in Pashas Emor that are relevant to the Shtei Lechem. And after the Pesukim speak about the Korban Omer that was brought on Pesach, so the Torah teaches us, "Usfat v'molchem v'mochsa Shabbos mi'im aviyachem esayim atrufa sheva Shabbos etzpim ustiyano ad v'mochsa Shabbos ashviyas tisbu chamishiyim v'kraftu mincha chadosh l'Hashem," and then you'll bring a Korban Mincha which will be the Shtei Lechem and all the Korbanos that come together with the Shtei Lechem. And the Pesach continues, "Mishuvsegum tavir lechem trufa shtayim shnei esreinim seilus tiyano chamitz terfena b'kurim l'Hashem." This refers to the Shtei Lechem, and as the Pasuk states, that this has to come from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it is only applied once Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael. And the next Pasuk states, "V'kraftem al lechem shivas kvasim tmiyim b'nei shano par ben baka echad ve'ilum shnayim yu oil l'Hashem u'min chasvin eskeim ishireich nechirich l'Hashem." And as we already discussed, there were 7 kvasim, 1 par and 2 eilim that were brought as kabonis oilois together with the Shtei Lechem. In addition, the Pasuk states, "V'asisim sir izim echelachatas," and finally, "shnei kvasim b'nei shano l'zevach shlamim." And there were additional 2 kvasim that were brought as a shlamim. And then the Pasuk states, "V'hinef ha'koyin isam alechem ha'pekurim truful ufnei Hashem ashtei kvasim koydish yu l'Hashem la'koyin." Our Mishnah now begins, "Ha'par ve'ilim v'akvasim v'asari im akvins alechem lo yalechem akvon," that the 1 par, the 2 eilim, and the 7 kvasim that brought as kabonis eilois together with the shtei alechem, as well as the sari l'chatas, not be ma'akiv the lechem. And even if one doesn't have any of the parim or the eilim or the kvasim or the sari l'chatas, it would still be able to bring the shtei alechem. And the opposite is also true, that if one doesn't have the shtei lechem, they would still be able to bring the par elim, kvasim, and the sayer, and they are not ma'ak of each other. However, the Mishnah continues that although everyone agrees to this point, but his machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Benanis as to the relationship and the connection between the shtei lechem and the shtei kvasim, which are the kabbani shlomim that brought together with the shtei lechem, and one does tufa with the shtei kvasim and the shtei lechem. And the Mishnah continues, "Halechem akvis akvasim ve'in akvasim akvis alechem." Divrei Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds that lechem would be ma'ak of the kvasim, and if one doesn't have the shtei lechem, he would not bring the shnei kvasim as shlamim. However, if one doesn't have the shnei kvasim, it would not be ma'ak of the lechem, they would still bring the shtei lechem. However, Benanis argues and says, "Pum faked, as Omer Abshim Benanis loy, ki ala kvasim akvins alechem, va lechem ein ma'ak va kvasim." If they didn't have the shnei kvasim, then that would be ma'ak of the lechem, and they would not bring the shtei lechem. However, if they would not have the shtei lechem, they would still bring the 2 kvasim as kabbani shlamim. And Rabbi Shimon Benanis continues to explain, as since we find that when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, then they couldn't bring the Shtei Lechem, and as the Shita is Goyis in Rashi, that as in the Midbar they only had Mon, and we will get back to Taisus that discusses this as well. L'maiser of Shimon ben Nanas feels that although in the Midbar on Shavuos they were not able to bring the Shtei Lechem, they still brought the Shtei Kvasim as Kabbani Shlamim. Therefore we see that the Lechem is not Ma'akev the Kabbani Shlamim, and nowadays as well, if we would not have the Shtei Lechem, then we would still bring the Shtei Kvasim as Kabbani Shlamim. However, the Mishnah now continues, on Rab Shimon, the Rab Shimon Bayechoy tells us, "Now Halacha Kedivrei Benanis, that although I hold that we passing like Benanis, the Kvasim are Ma'akiv Lechem, but the Lechem is not Ma'akiv the Kvasim. However, Aval Ina Tam Kedvarav, but the reason why we passing like Benanis is not based on his Svara, as it's not actually correct, as Rab Shimon Bayechoy holds, that Kala Omer B'chumash B'kudim Korban Midbar, V'chala Omer B'teres Kainim Ein Korban Midbar." All the Korbanos that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas in Sefer Bamidbar, which discusses the Korbanos Musafim of Yom Tovim, were all brought in the Midbar. However, all the Korbanos that are mentioned in Parshas Emor and Sefer Vayikra were not brought in the Midbar, and not only were the Shtei Lechem not brought in the Midbar, but the Shtei Kvasim of the Shlamim, as well as the Par, the 2 Elim, and the 7 Kvasim, as well as the Sarol Chatas, were not brought while Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, and only started to be brought when it came into Eretz Yisrael. And as Rav Shimon continues, "Bishibor La'aretz Karvu Elu Ve'elu," and and why is it that I agree with Benanis that even if one doesn't have the Shtei Lechem, that it will still be Ma'akev the Kvasim, and the Lechem is not Ma'akev the Kvasim? And it's because Mipnei Shakvasim Atiris Atzmon, since when one does all the Dala Veda Shebedam by the Kvasim, then that is Ma'akev the Kvasim Bachila, and therefore there is no requirement to bring the Shtei Lechem, and one could bring the Kvasim by themselves. However, I also hold like Benanis, kvasim, then one cannot bring the shtei lechem without bringing the kvasim, she'in lo miyutrenu, as we know, the shtei lechem are eaten by the kohenim, and no part of it goes on the mizbeach, and there's no avodah that's actually done with the shtei lechem, aside for tufa with the shnei kvasim. Therefore, the only way to bring the shtei lechem is only together with the shtei kvasim. Once you do the avodah shebedam of the kvasim, that would be matter the shtei lechem ba'achila l'kohenim. And the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, that we learned in the Braisa, and the Braisa will discuss the pasuk that we just mentioned in Pashas Emor that discusses the shtei lechem as well as its kabanos. As the pasuk states, v'kraftem al lechem, and smashmo chayv al lechem, all of these kabanos would be ma'akev the lechem, and the lechem would also be ma'akev these kabanos. And as Rashi states, chayv al lechem, the mashmo the inin kriven b'lei lechem, loy lechem karo b'lei kvasim. And whether the pasuk then continues, shivas kvasim t'mimim b'nei shano parben baka echa ve'ilum shnayim yu oil l'ashem, it's mashmo afal pishein lechem, that even if you don't have bread or you don't have these kabanos, that you would still bring these kabanos or you'd still bring the bread. They are not ma'akev of each other, as in some explain that if the Torah wanted to teach us that there would be an ikuva, then the Torah should have stated shiva kvasim t'mimim b'nei shano parben baka echa ve'ilum shnayim yu oil l'ashem ve'kraftim al lechem. They should bring all these kabanos together with the lechem. But since it states ve'kraftim al lechem first, and only afterwards does it say shivas kvasim t'mimim, therefore it's mashmar that they are not ma'akev of each other. And as a mishnah taught us, ha'par ve'ilum v'kvasim v'asarir ima akvin es alechem v'lo yalechem akvan. And if so, Rav Tafrin is bothered in kiyum matam aleim al lechem. So why does the pasuk first start off ve'kraftim al lechem? That's mashmar is some sort of ikuva. And he explains melamin shloin eschayvu b'kvasim kaidim shloin eschayvu b'lechem. Did Rav Tafrin? Rav Tafrin teaches us the same din that we saw from Rav Shimon Bayechai in our mishnah, that the only time that Klai Yisrael was chayv to bring all these kabbanis on Shavuos, only once they went Eretz Yisrael and once they were able to bring the shtei alechem. However, since in the midbar they weren't able to bring the shtei alechem, therefore they did not bring these kabbanis either. The Braisa continues, Rabbi Kiva Omer, and the mashmais of the Braisa is that Rabbi Kiva is chelak Rav Tafrin. However, I in the Rishonim take out the words Rabbi Kiva Omer, as the next part of the Braisa is going to the Divrei HaKol and is not connected to the first din of Rabbi Tafrin. Braisa now continues and teaches us the din that we mentioned already in the Akdama, that Yochel Hein Kvasim Amurim Kan, Hein Kvasim Amurim B'chumash HaPakudim. One may think that the Kvasim that are mentioned in Pashas Emor as well as in Pashas Pinchas are actually referring to the same Kabbanos. However, Amrit Kishat Megia Itzel Parim Ve'ilim Einon Hein, since certainly B'negiah to Parim Ve'ilim, we are not referring to the same Parim Ve'ilim. And as we know in Pashas Emor, regarding the Shtei Alechem, the Pasuk teaches us there are seven Kvasim, there's one Par and two Ve'ilim. And regarding the Karim Musaf, the Torah teaches us there are seven Kvasim, two Parim, and only one Ayel. If so, the Gemara states, Ela halolo boron beglal atzmon, v'halolo boron beglal lechem. Therefore, it must be that all the kabbanis that are spoken about in Pashas Emor are the kabbanis that are coming together with the shtei lechem, while all the kabbanis that are spoken about in Pashas Pinchas are the kabbanis musafim and have no connection with each other. Therefore, based on what Reb Tafrin just taught us, nimsa masha'om b'chumash b'kudim kar b'midbar, u'masha'om b'teres kainim le kar b'midbar, all kabbanis that are spoken about in Pashas Pinchas, which are the kabbanis musafim and have no connection to the shtei lechem, they were all brought while Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar. However, all the Kabbanis that are spoken about in Pashas Emor, which are the Kabbanis that come together with the Shtei Alechem, since they were unable to bring the Shtei Alechem in the Midbar, therefore they did not bring any other Kabbanis that are mentioned in Pashas Emor. And the Gemara now asks on the Braisa, V'dilma Parim Ve'ilim Lav Inu, HaKfasim Inu Ninu. Why can't we say that although certainly the Parim and Elim that are mentioned in Pashas Emor and Pashas Pinchas are definitely not referring to the same Parim and Elim, but maybe the seven Kfasim that are mentioned both in Pashas Emor as well as in Pashas Pinchas are referring to the same kvasim. However, the Gemara explains min hani yishtanu hani nami dachrinui, that since the parim and ilim certainly are not the same, so therefore the kvasim that are mentioned in the same pasuk are also not the same. And it would seem that this kasha and teretz of the Gemara are really pashut, but the Gemara was trying to get to the next point, as the Gemara now is uparim ve'ilim ma'id yishtanu dil mahachi kam rachmana iboy par v'shnei ilim likarev iboy shnei parim v'aylecha likarev. How do we know that all the kabbanis that are mentioned in Pashas Emor are not the same kabbanis that are mentioned in Pashas Pinchas? And although it's true that in Pashas Emor we speak about one par and two elim, and in Pashas Pinchas the Torah teaches us that we should bring two parim and one ayel, however it could be that the Torah is teaching us that there is only akpada as to the total number of parim and elim that we have to bring, and we have to bring a total of three parim and elim. But one could either bring one par and two elim as it states in Pashas Emor, or one could bring two parim and one ayel as it states in Pashas Pinchas. Finally, the Gemara explains min dishtani sidron shma mina achrinenu, that since the psukim actually changed the order, and in Pashas Emor, the Torah speaks about the Kvasim, then about the Par and Ayol. In Pashas Pinchas, instead of speaking about the Kvasim at the beginning, the Pasuk states, Ve'kratim oil reich t'chayach l'Hashem, Parim b'dei bokashnayim, Ayol echad shiva kvasim l'ishana, and it speaks about the Parim, then the Ayol, and then the Kvasim. Clearly, the Torah is speaking about different parim, different krasim, and different elim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah where we saw a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Ananas, as the Mishnah stated, "Alechem akves hakrasim, ina krasim akves alechem." To Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Ananas, "Loiki ala krasim akves alechem, v'alechem ina akva krasim." Rabbi Kiva held that the lechem is ma'akiv the krasim, and ben Ananas held punfaked that the krasim are ma'akves alechem. And keep in mind, although in our Mishnah we already saw two different ideas to why one would hold that krasim are ma'akves alechem, and we saw the reason of ben Ananas as well as the reason of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. However, our Gemara will now bring a third reason, and I am ashamed that discuss this point. And our Gemara begins, "My time with Rabbi Kiva, and what is Rabbi Kiva's makar that the shtei alechem is ma'akiv the krasim?" And before we continue, let us point out that the psukim in Pashas Emor use the term yiu and the word tiyena a few times, and b'degei the kabbonos that are brought together with the shtei alechem. The pasuk states, "V'kraftim alechem shivas krasim tumimim bnei shana upabim baka echad ve'ilam shnayim yiu oil Hashem." The Torah used the term yiu together with behemois and together with kabbonos. The prior pasuk states, "M'may shvisechem tavu lechem trufa shtayim shnei esreinim seilus tiyena chametz tiyafena bekurim Hashem." And the Torah used lashon tiyena in regard to the shtei alechem. And finally, the pasuk states, "V'hinef akrein oisim alechem abikurim trufa lefnei Hashem ashnei kvasim kodesh yiu Hashem lakayin." This pasuk is discussing the shtei alechem as well as the shnei kvasim, and the pasuk uses the term yiu. Therefore, it's unclear if this term yiu is discussing the shtei alechem or if it's discussing the shnei kvasim. Our Gemara now explains, "Gama yiu mitiyena." When the pasuk states kodesh yiu Hashem lakayin, we learn the lashon yiu from the lashon tiyena that we find in the gate alechem. And as the pasuk stated, "Shnei yisraelim seilus tiyena chametz tiyafena bikurim Hashem." As the Gemara states, "Malalon lechem afkan lechem." And this is Rabbi Kiva's makar that the shtei alechem is ma'akev the kvasim. However, the Gemara continues, "Benanas gama yiu yiu malalon kvasim afkan kvasim." And Benanas learns that since the pasuk states kodesh yiu Hashem lakayin, so we learn that word yiu from the word yiu that states b'negei the other kabbonos. And as the pasuk stated, "Ve'ilum shnayim yiu oil Hashem." And just like that pasuk is discussing kvasim, as it's talking about the seven kvasim that were kabbonos oilos, so therefore this pasuk is also teaching us a din b'negei the kvasim, and it teaches us that the shnei kivsei atzeres, which are brought together with the shtei alechem, are ma'akev, and if one doesn't bring kvasim, then he would not be able to bring the shtei alechem either. However, the Gemara now is, "Benanis nami nelef mitiyena," that why did Benanis learn yiu yiu if he could have learned yiu from the term tiyena? He should have learned, like Rabbi Kiva, that the shtei alechem is ma'akev the kvasim, and mala alon lechem afkan lechem. However, the Gemara responds, "Don yiu miyu ve'in don yiu mitiyena," that Benanis would rather learn the word yiu from the word yiu than learning the word yiu from the word tiyena. However, the Gemara continues in Esam Benanis, "The main afkamina tanz ve'yavishma v'shava kainu bar kain zel shiva zel bia," that why would it make a difference if we actually learned the word yiu from yiu or yiu mitiyena if we have the famous cloud from the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, b'negei and nigei batim, that exer shava does not have to be learned from the two exact same words, even if the words would be different, but they're talking about a similar concept, then we would still be able to learn one from the other. And as we learned exer shava v'shava kainu bar kain, and over here also we should learn the word yia from the word tiyena. However, the Gemara explains, "Hanimila hechad lekad adamalei, aval hechad ikad adamalei mid adamalei alfinan," that certainly there's a din that you can learn exer shava even if the words are not exactly the same, but that's only because we don't have any other words that are similar. However, since b'negei the shtei alechem, we have a kabbalah that there is exer shava, and we have a choice either to learn the words yiu miyu or the words yiu mitiyena. Certainly, the exer shava will be learned from the two words that are similar, and therefore Benanis holds that we compare the words yiu to words yiu, and that's why Benanis holds that the kvasim are ma'akev the lechem, but the lechem is not ma'akev the kvasim. Now that the Gemara made this point that we would rather learn two similar words from each other, so the Gemara asks a similar question to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva nami leilif yiu miyu, that why doesn't Rabbi Kiva learn the term yiu from the term yiu? And he should agree to Benanis that the kvasim are ma'akev the lechem, and the lechem is not ma'akev the kvasim. And the Gemara brings two answers, as number one, "Don and davish matan lekayin, mi davish matan lekayin, lafuke hani do ilistenu." Number one, when the pasuk states, "Vehinef akrein oisim alechem abikurim tufel lefnei Hashem al shtei kvasim kodesh yiu Hashem lakayin," so that word yiu, either referring to the shtei alechem or to the kivtzei atzeres, which is a shlamim, and either way it goes to the kayin. And similarly, surely when the Torah states lashon tiyena, it's referring to the shtei alechem, which belongs to the kayinim. When the pasuk stated ve'ilum shnayim yiu oil Hashem, that's referring to karbonos oilos, which do not go to the kayin at all. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds I'd rather learn the term yiu from the word tiyena than the term yiu from the term yiu. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva learns malalam lechem afkan lechem, and that's why Rabbi Kiva is chalukah bananas, and he holds that lechem is ma'akev the kvasim, but the kvasim are not ma'akev the lechem. The Gemara continues with the second teretz, and if you want, I could tell you the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and bananas is not as to how to learn a Gzeira Shava, but as the Gemara states, Pekura Gufei Kamifli, that the Machlekes is in the actual Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem L'Koyin, and Rabbi Kiva Sava, Izeo Dov Shekul L'Koyin, Hava Oim Ezel Lechem, that since when this Pasuk uses the term Yiyu, which is Ikuva, and we're not sure if the Ikuv is referring to the Shtei Lechem, or to the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres, Rabbi Kiva holds that L'maisa the Pasuk states, Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem L'Koyin, it's Mashma that the Pasuk is talking about something that goes completely to the Koyin, and that is the Shtei Lechem. We know the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres is a Karban Shlomim, and although this Karban Shlomim is Kachi Kachim and can't be eaten by Yisrael, however, even so, only part of this Karban goes to the Koyin, while the Amurim are placed on the Mizbeach, and the Gemara continues to explain the Shita of Bananas, as Bananas makes it Kodesh Yiyu L'Koyin, Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem L'Koyin Ksiv, Ezu Dovish and Miksas L'Hashem Miksas L'Koyin, Hava Ime Elu Kvasim. If the Pasuk is actually speaking about the Shtei Alechem, then the Pasuk should have stated Kodesh Yiyu L'Koyin, as the entire Shtei Alechem goes to the Koyin. However, since the Pasuk states Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem L'Koyin, so it's Mashma that we're talking about an item that is partially given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and partially to the Koyin. Therefore, when this Pasuk mentions the term Yiyu, it must be speaking about the Kivsei Atzeres. Therefore, Ben Anas learns that the Kvasim are Ma'akavis HaLechem, but the Lechem are not Ma'akavis HaKvasim. And the Gemara continues and is bothered for Rabbi Kiva that Lemaisa Ben Anas had a good taina to Rabbi Kiva that since the Pasuk states Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem L'Koyin, it's Mashma that's speaking about the Kivsei Atzeres and not the Shtei HaLechem. However, the Gemara explains Miksiv Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem V'L'Koyin L'Hashem L'Koyin Ksiv, that Rabbi Kiva holds that if the Pasuk wanted to speak about the Kivsei Atzeres, then the Pasuk should have stated Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem U'L'Koyin, that this item is something that goes partially to Hashem and partially to the Koyin. However, since the Pasuk tells us Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem L'Koyin, this Pasuk is coming to teach us the din of Rav Huna, and as the Gemara continues, Kid Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Konei Hashem V'Nasim L'Koyin, as Rashi tells us, the Mishulchan Gavoyu Kazachu, the Torah teaches us that it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koyin to Shtei Alechem, and then he gave it to the Koyinim as a gift. And Rashi explains, V'ikim Milsa Rav Huna, Agez L'Gerit Ma, B'Perika Goyz L'Eitzim V'Babakama, and this is in regard to the din of the Hashem Gzeilois. The Torah teaches us that if someone steals from a ger and then he lies and swears falsely, or if the ger dies without yorshim, then the one that stole has to make payment to the koyin. And Rav Huna teaches us that mishulcha gavoy kazachu, and that's why our Gemara states kid Rav Huna, like Rav Huna taught us benegei gezal ger. However, I in about tesis with tesen zuf ella nirali the milsa Rav Huna aha itmar that this din of Rav Huna was stated benegei asugya, not specifically benegei gezal ger. And lefi tesis is bitzarach biar why our Gemara states kid Rav Huna, and it should have just stated the Amr Rav Huna, etc. Before we finish, let us go back to the first Tesis on Amid, Diba Masal, Karvu Kolos, and Bloy Lechem, as Bananas taught us in the Mishnah. In the Midbar, they did not bring the Shtei Lechem, and even so, they brought the rest of the Kabanos, based on the Gears of the Shita Mikubetzes. We explained in Rashi stage, Shloi Hoylehem Elamon, the reason why they didn't bring the Shtei Lechem in the Midbar was because they only had Mon, and they didn't have Lechem. And Tesis is, Vikosha, the Per Bez, the Yuma, Muchach, the Umasa Elam, Hayimavian, Lehemin, and Michael, or Perak Shtei Lechem Nami Muchach, Shahim, and Lechem Apon, and Midbar, Vayimakrim, Minchas Oimer, and therefore they did have bread, even though they also had man. Because of this question, so Taisus brings for Rabbeinu Tam, in the Midbar, even if they would have Lechem, they would not be able to bring the Shtei Lechem, based on the Pasuk and Pashas Emma that states, Kisavoy Wala Oretz, or because in reference to the Shtei Lechem, the Torah states, Mimashu Sechem, and Lamute Chutz Laretz, this Pshat is actually like the Gears that we have in Rashi, where Rashi states, by Midbar Karvu Kvasim Loy Lechem, Kleim Bloy Shtei Lechem, Aboyim Shtei Kvasim, Shrei Oimu Shtei Lechem, Einem Boyin Element Oretz, Ayin Rashi, and we will stop over here.